Chapter 10. Oklahoma is very serious about its death penalty. When the U.S. Supreme Court approved the resumption of executions in 1976, the Oklahoma State Legislature rushed into a special session for the sole purpose of enacting death penalty statutes. The following year, the lawmakers debated the innovative idea of death by lethal injection as opposed to going back to old Sparky, the state's dependable electric chair. The rationale was that chemicals were more merciful, thus less likely to attract constitutional attacks of cruel and inhuman punishment, thus more likely to speed along executions. In the excitement of the moment, with the press watching closely and the voters egging them on, the legislators debated the various ways in which to take human life. Some hardliners wanted hangings and firing squads and such. But in the end, lethal injection was approved overwhelmingly, and Oklahoma became the first state to adopt it, but not the first state to use it. Much to the frustration of lawmakers and police and prosecutors and a wide majority of the public, Oklahoma quickly fell behind the other active death penalty states. 13 long years passed without an execution. Finally, in 1990, the waiting ended, and the death chamber was used once again. Once the dam broke, the flood came. Since 1990, Oklahoma has executed more convicts on a per capita basis than any other state. No place, not even Texas, comes close. Executions in Oklahoma take place at McAllister, a maximum security prison 120 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Death Row is there, in an infamous section called the H Unit. Practice makes perfect, and executions at McAllister are carried out with precision. For the inmate whose time has come, the last day is spent receiving visitors, family members, friends, usually his lawyer. Of course, the visits are painful, made even more so by the fact that there can be no physical contact. They chat and cry through a thick wall of glass while talking on a phone. No farewell hugs or kisses from the family. Just a gut-wrenching, "I love you," through a black receiver. Often the inmate and his visitor will symbolically kiss each other by pressing their lips against the glass. They also imitate touching with their hands. There is no law that prevents physical contact before an execution. Each state has its own rules, and Oklahoma prefers to keep the rituals as harsh as possible. If the warden is in a good mood, he allows the inmate to make some phone calls. When the visiting is over, it's time for the last meal, but there is a $15 limit on the menu, and the warden can veto anything on it. Cheeseburgers, fried chicken, catfish, and ice cream are the most popular items requested. About an hour before his death, the inmate is prepped. He changes clothes and puts on a light blue outfit, much like surgical scrubs. He is secured to a gurney with wide Velcro straps, and as he begins his final ride, there is a pep rally of sorts thrown by his comrades. They shake and kick their cell doors. They rattle the metal bars. They yell and whoop, and the racket continues until just after the scheduled moment of execution. Then it stops suddenly. As the inmate is being prepared, the death chamber is waiting and very well organized. Witnesses somberly file into the two viewing rooms, one for the family of the victim, one for the family of the killer. The room for the victims has 24 folding chairs, but some are reserved for the press, usually 4 or 5 seats, a couple for the lawyers, and a few for the warden and his staff. The local sheriff and prosecutor seldom miss the event. Behind this room and behind panels of one-way glass is the witness room for the family of the killer. It has 12 folding chairs, but often a few are empty. Some inmates do not want their families to watch. Some inmates have no families. And some victims have no families. Occasionally, their witness room is half empty, too. The two rooms are separated, and the two groups are carefully kept away from each other. As the witnesses take their places, they stare at nothing. Many blinds block out the view of the death chamber,